Now I'm sure that the Lord has spoken to us, and perhaps these things affect every one of us a bit differently, but there's a will of God for each one of us, and you know we can pray about that, and we can ask the Lord to give us grace to follow it, no matter what it means, no matter what it might cost us, no matter what it is. I'm thankful that Jesus wants to make his way very clear, and folks, we always ought to be willing to do his will no matter what. It was a good prayer that Brother Gardner often had us pray, and I know he got that from our Dr. Dowie, who was a minister in Zion, a great healing ministry. But you know, this man had a real light about repentance and walking with the Lord, and he'd very often have his people pray at the close of the meeting a prayer similar to this: Dear Lord, take me as I am and make me such as you want me to be, in body, in soul, and in spirit, no matter what it costs. And I think that prayer includes everything, don't you? And that's something that we can pray through. I remember our sister Gardner telling us that she had ambitions as a young woman, as Brother Bob has confessed also. By the way, I never wanted to be a Billy Graham or any of them. I never was that smart, but when I got saved, the Lord made me to know that somewhere along the way he wanted me also to serve him. And it's been a joy to be able to do that and follow. And I still have to follow, but I wouldn't exchange it for anything in the world. But Sister Caroline said that as a young woman, the Lord dropped in her heart a prayer: Dear Lord, make me to know thy will, make me to love thy will, and make me to do thy will. And I just suggest these prayers to all of us today as we go to prayer. But let us all just be occupied with Jesus and pray through in the way he's speaking to us at this time. Brother Bowers.
Take my hand and let them move at the impulse of thy love. Take my voice and let me sing always only for my King. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my heart, it is thine own, it shall be thy royal throne. Dear Lord, that's our prayer, that's our
Yes, Lord.
We thank you that we know that you accept this.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah. And so as we go to prayer, or whatever we may do, we just commit ourselves to this sort of consecration. We belong to you, Jesus.
Yes.
We are thine. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.